Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
It's our Ask a Pastor segment, and the pastor is already standing by to answer a question. Remember, if you have any question, please feel free to send them to us. My producer will find you a pastor, and that pastor will answer your question. Doesn't really matter what question it is. As long as it pertains to our faith, our pastor will be here to give you Bible-based answers to the prayer questions that confound you. And I bet you now, I could tell you now, many of us, including myself, are always blessed by your questions, and today is no different. Pastor Tawanda Chitimba joins us on the line to give our answers to our question for today. Mfundis, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Good evening. Good afternoon, viewers and listeners.
Thank you very much, Mfundis. Our question for today is, how do you view the role of dreams and visions in spiritual life? Pastor?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Are you still with me?
Yes, I'm asking, Pastor, how do you view the role of dreams and visions in spiritual life?
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to apologize for my network. It's really annoying me. I wish I could be as clear and loud as possible.
Yes, yes, yeah, I share your frustration, Mfundis. So, go ahead, we can hear you now.
Yeah. So what I can say in short is, God can still speak through dreams and visions, especially when we visit the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 17.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have your Bible with you so that we can we can read that verse and refer to that verse.
Okay.
Today, probably, we are going to read three verses to back up my response to the question.
Okay. All right, would you like me to read Acts chapter 2, verse? Yes. Which verse would you like me to read for you?
Verse 17.
In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams.
Okay, in Acts, actually, Peter is quoting Joel chapter 2, verse 28. I don't know if we have time to visit Joel chapter 2, verse 28.
Okay. Joel chapter?
Chapter 2, verse 28.
Okay. I am still reading it from the NIV, by the way. And verse 28 in my version says, and afterward,
okay, thank you so much. That's a great version.
Okay. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions.
Thank you so much. You are reading very well, my brother. God bless you.
Thank you.
So from these verses, God is actually promising that in the later days or in the last days, God is going to pour out his spirit and people will have a privilege to dream dreams and to see visions. But here is what we need to take note, especially in God will reach people through dreams, especially in unreached areas or in personal direction. Let's say you are living in an area where you don't have access to the Bible. Because remember, when God wants to speak to us, he speaks to us through his word, through scripture. But if you are not exposed to the scripture, God can choose to speak to you through a dream. No one can restrict him
right
from using a dream as a media of communication.
Mm.
Are you following there?
I'm following, sir.
So God can actually come through to a person to give them direction, or maybe at our conclusion, as I'll be concluding this response, I'll share some personal experiences in my life and in the life of people. So number one, God can reach any person anywhere, especially in areas where we haven't reached with the word of God, direction in their lives. They also need to know God. So God can actually choose to reveal himself through those media. But these dreams and vision must be tested by scripture. Are you following?
I'm following, Pastor.
Yes. So if we can read 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, probably after reading that one, we can also find something, some encouragement from scripture to say, if you have received a dream or if you have received so-called vision, you must test your dream whether it's going contrary to what the word has already revealed. So if your dream contradicts the word of God, then it means the source of that dream, it is not coming from God. It was not God who was speaking to you, because even the enemy, the devil himself, can also use the media of dreams to put across his message, because he also have an agenda.
Okay.
So probably if you can just read 1 John chapter 4, verse 1.
Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
Yeah, though it's specifically probably speaking about false prophets, but we are here, the underlining word is test the spirit. So the spirit behind the dream or the spirit behind the vision must be tested by the word. So one who has received the vision or who has received the dream should be submissive to God's word, and should take God's word as the final authority. Are you still with
me? I'm still with you, Pastor. I'm still with you, sir.
Yes. From the book Great Controversy by Ellen White. So she says in Great Controversy, and since it was the Spirit of God, she's actually commenting on 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, to say, and since it was the Spirit of God that inspired the Bible, it is impossible that the teaching of the Spirit should ever be contrary to that of the Word. That's point number one. Point number two, the Spirit was not given, nor can it be, nor can it ever be bestowed to supersede the Bible. For the Scripture explicitly state that by which all teaching and experience must be tested, says the Apostle John. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many, many spirits are in the world. Currently, during our Sabbath school classes, we are learning about the book of Exodus. And we have come to understand that in Egypt there were many gods, and also they were able to replicate the miracles which Aaron and Moses, the first three, if I'm not mistaken, and miracles that Moses performed, the Egyptians, they were able to imitate Moses. So in the world there are spirits, but we need to test the spirit using the word of God as a standard and as an authority. Are you still with me?
I am still with you, Pastor.
At least today our network is a little bit better, but it's not that clear because...
you, Pastor, jinxed it. Pastor jinxed it. Are you still there, Pastor?
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Okay. Just as you were praising the network, the devil said, it's not going to happen. Continue, Bunis.
Yes, so that's what I'm talking about. There's a spirit in the world, especially when we that spirit opposes the things of God. Listening, and God is trying to reach them, and the devil, you know, is trying to block. But we pray God will reach to everyone who needs His help. So I want to share my personal testimony now. You remember last time when you interviewed me, if you remember, I don't know, I'm not sure if you were the one who interviewed me a long time ago when I was sharing my personal experience to say, back then I was still studying, to say, what? But let me just share this one with you today, myself. Are you still with me?
I'm here, Mpunis. I'm here.
Yeah, I used to smoke cigarettes, okay. And I used to smoke weed, and okay. I used to go clubbing, and I used to do karate, and I wanted to be a film actor,
okay.
And I still remember when I shared last time, I even told the radio presenter to say, I wanted to be a film actor. I wanted to go to Japan to finish my training so that I can go into film industry full time.
Right.
But lo and behold, before I went to Japan, I met Christ. I was in Botswana back then.
Nice.
So when I was praying and asking God to actually give me power to overcome addiction of smoking and drinking and all those bad things that I used to do, I remember I wake up in the morning receiving the power to say no to all those things. So I had a dream.
So I have a question, Pastor, that I am hoping you can answer before our time is up.
Okay.
And my question is based on what Peter was quoting. Peter quoted Joel, and Joel says the very same thing that Peter said. And that is what I want us to talk about. Verse 17 says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Not only Seventh-day Adventists, not on Christians, all people.
Okay. Yes.
Is the author, is Luke correct to say that's what Joel said? And Joel himself. Is Joel correct to say God said on all people in verse 28? Because there's a tendency for us to listen only to the Seventh-day Adventist view. We don't listen to all dreamers, all visionaries. If God was to give his spirit to all people, not just Seventh-day Adventists, why are we as Seventh-day Adventists only listening to one prophet who has seen visions, and everybody else we ignore and we dismiss everyone else, and yet God said all people?
Okay, I get your question. Yeah, this one is a bit tricky. It needs time so that we can look into the original language in which these both scriptures were written. You remember, Joel is the Hebrew. He's writing from a Hebrew thinking, and Peter here, when Luke was recording, he's writing his account in Greek. So we need to look into the word "or" what it implied during that time, so that we'll be able to dissect and be able to come up with a
We don't need the Greek version, Mfunis. I think we have already agreed that whatever was written in Greek should be agreeing with what was written in Hebrew. The Hebrew is the original version, and it was written in Hebrew. Yes. So we don't really care about how they may have transmitted it or translated it in the Greek. And I really am not bothered by that. But the Hebrew is
where my worry is.
Yes.
Where my worry is now. The person who claims to receive a dream or to receive a vision should be tested using the scripture.
I hear so you, Mfundisi.
Let's say if this person who claims to have a vision or who claims to have a dream knows about the requirement of them of keeping the Sabbath. Let me just use the Sabbath as an example to say, not only the Seventh-day Adventist Church, but everyone in the world to keep the Sabbath holy. But this person fully know and aware that he or she must keep the Sabbath, refuse to keep the Sabbath, and say that the Sabbath was nailed on the cross. And that same person who is refusing to accept the revealed will of God is the same person who is claiming to have received a dream or a vision. There, my brother, I don't want to lie. It would be difficult for me personally, as a man of God, to accept the source that is coming with the dream.
But you believe in Jesus, Mfundisi? Jesus broke the Sabbath repeatedly.
Where?
I'll remind you of the two times that are written in the scriptures. The first time when Jesus broke the Sabbath was when he healed on the Sabbath. The second time he broke the Sabbath, it was when his disciples, and he defended his disciples for harvesting on Sabbath.
All right, let me hold you there. Let me hold you there.
Yes.
healing on a Sabbath. Is it breaking the Sabbath?
Yes.
According to who?
According to Jesus himself. He explained why he did it. He didn't say it was right. He simply said, would you not, if your cow or donkey or animal fell in a ditch, would you not take it out of the ditch?
Jesus himself said, is it not good to do what is good on the Sabbath?
Yes.
It is lawful to do what is good on the Sabbath.
Yes.
So what Jesus did was a good deed.
Yes.
He did not broke the Sabbath. But remember the Sabbath, according to Mark chapter 2, verse 27 and 28, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
The Sabbath was made for men.
Yes.
The one who is supposed to benefit from the blessings of the Sabbath is man.
Yes.
So Jesus never broke the Sabbath.
So,
but he broke the Sabbath in the eyes of the Pharisees.
Yes, yes, yes. I want us to get
not
to that issue.
Then. To the,
So on that issue, if a person today comes doing exactly that, Mfundisi, they tell you that, no, I'm doing good on the Sabbath. When in your eyes, you're a Pharisee, when I'm Mfundisi. If you're going to tell me the things you're telling me, you're being Pharisaic.
You know what, my brother?
Yes.
You know what? We don't use one yardstick to test a person. We don't use one method to say, for now, I'm just a bad. But there are so many Bible teachings that we can actually test a person.
I hear you, Mfundisi. Remember, you came up with that example.
Many,
I agree with you. You came with that example. All I'm saying, Mfundisi, is the main question is, why is it that we accept dreams only from one person? Even here in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, we seem to have restricted dreams to the 1840s, 1850s. And it has stopped. There is no one now who is recognized in all of Christendom, in all of Seventh-day Adventism.
That, That's why I was now trying to tell you my personal testimony. And I was about to also go and quote someone who was then not an Adventist, who received a vision.
I suspect we are speaking past each other,
so
Mfundis. Sorry, Mfundis. My question is not about you personally. My question is about our belief system. Our belief system, while you as an individual and me as an individual, we may recognize someone as a dreamer and as a visionary, but would the Seventh-day Adventist Church at any of our churches allow somebody who comes from the Islamic faith, for example, to say, God has given me a vision? Would we put that person on the pulpit? If somebody comes from the African traditional religion and saying, God has given me a vision, would we put that person on our pulpit?
Remember, like I said, on this one, I will not be loose on this one. Because remember, we are saying we test the person using the scriptures. So if they fall short of what says the scripture, how can we trust their source? How can we trust that person?
Let me tell you why, Mfundis. This is a
where
very...
Where do we get the audacity? Yes.
The audacity, we get it from the book of Daniel. This is an example in the Old Testament.
Okay.
In the book of Daniel, we see this idolater, Nebuchadnezzar. Nobody tested Nebuchadnezzar when he said he can see the fourth man in the fire. Nobody. Not the three Hebrew men.
Remember.
Not Daniel himself. Nobody. In fact, they took what he said. They wrote it in the book of Daniel. They took Nebuchadnezzar's words verbatim. Did we not put three men in the fire? How is it that I am seeing the fourth man? He looks like the Son of Man. Now, that all of that,
but
he's an idolater. Nebuchadnezzar is an idolater.
But in the same scripture you are quoting, remember we have Daniel.
Yes, yes.
Daniel was a prophet, was able to test the spirit.
But he did not.
Behind.
He did not. He simply wrote.
He
simply wrote what Nebuchadnezzar's experience was.
He put it
in his book.
The mere fact that he wrote it.
Yes.
Yes, they were being moved and inspired by God. The fact that he wrote is a confirmation that it was God.
Yes.
Who was speaking through Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes. Yes.
But in our day to day.
Yes.
The only way, because right now we are running a risk because we don't have we don't have persons like Daniel, so to say.
That's my
who
question.
Can actually help us.
That's exactly where the problem lies, Mfundis.
Because you know what? Remember when you read your Bible very well.
Yes.
The last prophet that we have in the Old Testament is Malachi. And from Malachi to John the Baptist to the book of Matthew, it took about 400 years without a prophet. But the prophet that was prophesied in the Old Testament was enough to cover up to the birth of John. So, as Seventh-day Adventist Church, we are privileged to have Ellen White. And Ellen White was vigorously tested.
Mfundis, my question is on the Bible verse that says all.
Was found to be the true prophet.
My question is on the Bible verse, Mfundis, from Joel that says all people, not just Adventist people. The verse I was asking
of
is,
course,
I will pour out my spirit
course,
on
saying,
all people.
That's what I'm saying, my brother. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, as Seventh-day Adventist Church, we cannot restrict God to say, if you want to speak in a dream or in a vision, speak to us as Adventists only.
Okay. All right.
We don't have that capacity to restrict God. But all I'm saying is, when we leave it open-ended like cans of worms, to say everyone would just pop up and say, God said that, God didn't say that, of which we are saying we are living with the devil. And the devil is able to give people a dream, he's also able to give people a vision. So we need to test the spirit behind.
Okay. All right, Mfundisi, let's leave it there. I hear you. I take what you're saying, Mfundisi. I think I've kept you longer than I should have. And thank you very much for your patience, Mfundisi. We still have tomorrow and the day after. We have a lot of questions. Okay. We need you to answer them. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thank you so much. From where I could not answer you correctly, I still believe that God can cover where I did not cover.
Trust me, Mfundisi, you have answered everything very well. I am perfectly happy. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.